This is a WAMC Sports Update. I'm Patrick Garrett. In the NBA, Cleveland blasted Brooklyn 107-87. Portland topped Boston 116-109. Meanwhile, Cavs superstar LeBron James has moved past Dominique Wilkins into 12th place on the NBA's career scoring list. In the NHL, the Islanders topped Columbus 4-3. Carolina beat the Rangers 4-3. Buffalo won against Toronto 4-1. And Florida edged New Jersey 3-2. The last teams in the NCAA tournament have arrived in Houston, and it's time to get ready for the Final Four. Oklahoma plays Villanova in the first semifinal Saturday night. They'll be followed by North Carolina against Syracuse. The winners play Monday night for the title. George Washington won its first National Invitation Tournament Championship, 76-60 at Madison Square Garden. NCAA President Mark Emmert says he has spoken to North Carolina's governor about the state's new religious exemption law and made clear if it remains in place, it will affect the state's chances to host major college athletic events. Emmert says the NCAA is prepared to refrain from doing business in places that create hostile environments for student athletes, coaches, and fans. Sunday marks the start of baseball season. In a rematch that night, it's the New York Mets up against the World Series champion, the Kansas City Royals, at 8:30. Five players from the World Cup winning U.S. women's national team have accused the U.S. Soccer Federation of wage discrimination in an action filed with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. Five players, including World Cup MVP Carly Lloyd, maintain in the filing they were paid nearly four times less than their male counterparts on the U.S. men's national team. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.